We're here with Josh Lang. How are you doing since you've done your 5-minute segment?
I'm tired.
Now, why don't you tell everybody what your 5-minute segment was about?
My 5-minute segment was about how I came from nothing and achieved myself to become something.
I see.
That's pretty much the short version of it.
Well, could you elaborate?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Basically, what happened was had a crummy childhood when I was growing up, and one that's not many people like to share, but I came out and shared it about personal experiences happening with family and having a loss of two mothers, and one just recently. I now came to the realization that now, no matter what happens, you can now look to the best and the positive aspects and actions of myself to then better myself, and that's what I'm doing. I'm doing well in college now. I'm now working two jobs, hopefully working in another job to take place of my current job, and just keeps going from there.
So what are you taking up in school?
Business administration.
And what are your two jobs?
I work at Sears selling vacuum cleaners and microwaves and sewing machines. How interesting is that? Very not. But and then I also work with the very lovely co-host, which is speaking to me at this very moment.
The Observer.
Yes, he. I'm not better at him at the job than he is, but we'll just keep that.
Yeah, he likes to think that, yeah, folks. Yeah. Anyway, so what are your long-term goals? What are you planning on doing with this degree and the rest of your life?
Well, pretty much see where it takes me, but my main missions there is hopefully find a way to get into some photography classes, and I hope to open up my own DVD video production studio where I can go and take photographs of like weddings, parties that people have, and then transport them over to a really nice compiled DVD. And there's actually a nice place that's located right in Williamsville that I got the idea from when my grandmother did a video for my father, and they charged quite a bit of money to do it. So I figured that would be a good thing to start doing for some on the side, and then hopefully get into a little bit of a bigger project with my degree, with hopefully helping out with the third world country's hunger to, hopefully become a man of honor.
Yeah. So you can charge large amounts of money, right?
Well, if I was to do something like that, I'm hoping it would be for not-for-profit. But, of course, I'll be trying to find someone, of course, so I can bring some money and start a family and just go forth from there.
I see. Why don't you tell us a little more about your childhood? What was the roughness?
Well, it is a personal subject, but I don't mind talking about it because, this, as I've seen from many of my feedbacks that I've gotten, there's a lot of people in my situation. So basically what happened was I was born and raised into a family where my mother got ill with Huntington's disease and then moved into with her mother, and she ended up getting hit by a car when I was about 5 years old. This is after I moved in with my father, after he found he had a son. And then after that, life just moved on. My dad stopped all contact with my mother's side of my family. And I just started working when I was 7 years old. Worked for my own, paid for my own clothes, my own school supplies, and just did what I had to do. And here I am today, about 17 years later. On December 17th, my grandmother called me down, and I'm living with her to go to school. And she says, "Josh, I have a phone call." And I'm like, "Oh, who is it?" "Never mind, I just answer the phone." So I answer the phone. I'm like, "Who is this?" And she's like, "This is Aunt Debbie." I'm like, "My who?" She was like, "This is Josh, right?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, oh my God. Well, it turns out it was my Aunt Debbie, who was my mother's sister. My long-lost family from 17 years ago has just found me, including my brother. I've also located my other half-brother, but he's still in child services, and all my other sides of my family. And now we have a good relationship going, and now I've just... I just keep going and remain positive and look at the stronger life of that coming.
Yeah, I see. Well, that's interesting. Now, besides the 5-minute series, you've done a little more video work. Like, you were in on the recently defunct Greg Sturley show. What was that like for you?
It was odd. I have never done one of them. And Greg Sturley, well, I don't know what to say about him. He's quite the odd individual. Like, I didn't know quite how to respond to some of those questions. But it was a good, a very interesting approach to what you guys do here, and I was very intrigued by what you guys do, and so that's why I'm back here for round, what is it, 3 now?
Yeah. Well, and you were also in my 10-minute film, Buffalo Gals.
Yes, but what was it, like 3 seconds?
Well, what was it like just working on the set?
It was good. A lot of interesting individuals. A lot of people have their own different personalities. They like to, people who I never thought would take part in something like that, dress up the way they do, just go out and have a ball, have fun, just converse with each other, you know, just what the typical friends do.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us more about your hobbies?
Well, I like to exercise. I like to periodically go on like long bike rides, preferably about 40 miles. Other day, my friend Judd and I, we went to Niagara Falls. We drove our bikes from Amherst and just went all the way down and cruised across the Grand Island Boulevard, went over the bridges, and just came back, and we had a great time.
That must have been pretty hard.
Not really, because... as I said, growing up the way I did in the country, you know, my father making me go buy newspapers that are 2 miles away. That was the nearest store. And I would just go back and forth every day riding my bike. And I just love it. It's great exercise. Keeps the body in shape. And it makes it feel good, especially having that nice, cool rush of wind come at you. Mm. It's a really good feeling.
Yeah, you're also big on music, as I know, right?
Yes. When I grew up, I used to be really big into the rap thing. And that's not me, no. I'm still like an occasional Tupac or Bone Thugs and Harmony occasionally, but I'm mostly more of a classic rock. And I'm saying I like more a little bit more jazz now. I like listen to more news shows now. Judd and I have been hanging out a lot, and he's got me hooked onto like, a lot of bands that I never even thought I listened to. Like there's a great song I like. It's Peter Pumpkinhead, that's a great song. I don't know if anybody recognized it. So Runaway by Bon Jovi. I mean, these are all songs I've never heard of, and I find them to be very relaxing and soothing. And some days I'm just seeing myself driving down the road singing. So it's nice.
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And so what else do you do with your spare time? What little you have of it?
Yes, I know I work 2 jobs, go to school full time, but...
don't you find that really hard?
No, because I've always been busy. I've always managed to just take care of my own. I never had anybody to really be there for me. I've always had to make use of my time. So I find myself, you know, stay busy. I stay out of trouble and never had anybody to really guide me in where I'm going other than my grandmother and a couple occasional friends. But no, I like remaining busy, and I always manage to find time to schedule my work and school and play. So when I'm not working and going to school, I usually, like as I said, like I like to... sit back and organize my priorities with things I have to do in the near future. I like to exercise. I like to throw frisbees around. I like to throw some softballs. There's just any kind of exercise that just keeps me fit. That's and just going out to an occasional bar or two with a friend here and there. Just the typical Buffalo gang of friends just hanging out and having a good time.
You recently went on a long trip and took a lot of pictures. What was that like?
Yeah, back in at the end of April for my spring break, my buddy Tom, and who's been a real close friend of mine for many years, we decided to take a road trip up to Cape Cod. And it was very nice, very long but treacherous. It turns out Massachusetts drivers do not know how to drive compared to New York State, and I kind of thought of the opposite. But it was really nice. It was a long trip. We stopped off at... the Quality Inn, had a very great night. It was my first hotel stay I've ever had, and alone without any adults around, and it was very relaxing. Made it to Nantucket, and we made it to Cape Cod. I rented some mopeds out in Nantucket, just drove around the island, and I stayed with a lot of my family out there, and came when we started coming back. Unfortunately, I got in a car accident on the way back.
That wasn't good, huh?
Yeah, well, this driver kind of decided he wanted to... turned into my lane and kind of swerved me off the road, and I hit a barrier going off of the exits, and my rim got bent and my wheel bearing got torn up, and a lot happened from it, but I'm now back up and running again after so many months with a few problems here and there that will seem to get taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention anything bad about you, Mazda.
Yeah, really. You also used to be a pizza chef, weren't you?
Yes, but that was for probably about 2 years. I liked the job. You know, it was just one of the basic jobs that people would go about doing. I've had many jobs. That was just one of my basic jobs where I thought I did a good job but never got recognized for my efforts. But it was
but
a good
you
job.
You do enjoy cooking and baking, correct?
Yes, very much. But yeah. It makes you wonder why I don't do it right now.
Yeah, especially love those brownies you made the one time.
Yeah, those are just some good brownies. I made them just for you, too.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. So, tell us more about working at Sears. I mean, what kind of people do you run into while you're trying? You get paid on commission, right? I mean,
yes.
What's it like so doing something like that?
We have to talk about Sears, right? No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to talk too much about the company itself, but the customers I like. Mm-hmm. I tend to talk to them the same way I'm talking to you about personal life experiences because it helps me feel better about myself. I've experienced a couple losses in my life during the last 2 months, and it helps talk about it. I have a lot of customers that just come in, just feel like talking, and I always engage myself in good conversation. I'm often recognized for my outgoing services to my customers. I'm very thorough with them. I just bend over backwards to help them out, and I just do whatever it takes to get a sale, but at the same time making the customer happy. So let them choose what they want, not have me choose for them. So overall, it's a good experience at Sears.
Does that help you sell stuff?
Actually, it does. Compared to this other guy that I work with, there's three associates that's there. This one guy just decides he just wants to zone in on one customer and just talk all day long with that customer. So in the meantime, I'm going from customer to customer getting sales. But the guy's the sweetest thing, and I give props to him. The other lady that works there, she's very outgoing, but doesn't take nothing from no one. She will set you straight if she thinks you're trying to steal a sale from her. But it's all competition over there. It's, you know, you're out there on your own just trying to make a living. But I'm trying to get out of that job, hopefully trying to get into one.
Well, what would you like to get into? What would be your dream job right now, not in the future with your production company?
Well, my dream job would hopefully be opening up my own DVD business or some kind of business where I can have some close friends of mine work, like, not beneath me, but at the same level as me.
Well, do you foresee that dream in the future?
I definitely do.
The near future, or you think it'll take a while?
No, near future. I'm going to give it about maybe 2-3 years.
Mm. And what about your music? Didn't you play guitar, too?
I can play about, like, 4 notes, I think. But it's a thing that's in the practicing. I haven't had a chance to really get to it, you know, me being busy and all. But as I said, that's one of my many priorities I have set to learn. And hopefully one day I'll start getting good at it. But I've also taken a recent liking into drums. Hopefully I'll start taking that up soon. And, you know, once you learn one, you should learn the other, right?
So you see music in the future along with it. Then when you have your own production company, you can make your own music videos, right?
I don't want to go that far. As long as you can be the person on the videos. I'll be the one playing the music in the background, and you can do your own little personal music video. What do you say about that?
Sounds great. So is there anything else you'd like to discuss? Anything specific? We have about a minute and a half.
Okay, well, let's see here. Well, just recently, I just started learning how to drive stick shift. I found that to be a great improvement in my life. It's been one of many of my priorities, and I'm very proud of it. My buddy Judd, who used to work with Sal and I, he has been teaching me how to drive, and I've now become pretty good at it. So I am usually flawless, other than a few geared grinds here and there. But other than that, though, everything's pretty good. But it's really a great progress I like, and I continue to keep going on with it.
Really?
So
you foresee your dream in the near future, and you're going to add music to it, and that's going to be the future for Josh Lang, huh?
That's pretty much the future for Josh Lang. It's pretty much just to continue on with my life and hopefully inspire some certain individuals into better than lives and hopefully follow the dreams that I have and hopefully inspire everybody.
And you'll be taking you'll be taking a part in a feature film coming up pretty soon also, correct?
Well, yeah, I'm now assuming that since Sal just mentioned it over on live radio now, so yes, I am part of a video.
Yeah, it's the Buffalo Girls, the feature film directed by yours truly.
Oh, cheap plug.
I hope I get some good scenes of some of those Buffalo Girls.
Oh, absolutely. We'll make sure to write it in the script. Okay. Well, thank you for being on the show, Josh. We appreciate it.
You too.
Josh Lang, everyone. You can check out his 5-minute segment in the archive section of the 5-minute series.